On June 24, 2022, the Supreme Court returned the ability to protect preborn children to the states following the loss of 63 million children. Science has taught us the humanness of the preborn child. By day 21, our hearts were circulating our own blood. At 40 days, brain waves are detected. By 8 weeks, every organ is present. Bring America back to life. What a beautiful choice. Visit LorraineCountyRightToLife.org.
Message provided by Lorraine County Right to Life.
And this segment of the WEO Morning Show presented by Lorraine County Right to Life. We have with us John Cerrone, the president. Good morning, John. How are you?
Good morning, Bruce.
And also, who have you brought with us? Jean Anderson, is it?
Yes, she's a board member, Jean Anderson, and former mayor of Vermilion.
And we're here to talk about some of the campaigns that you have going on right now. We've talked with you in the past.
Yes.
About maybe a year ago or so?
Really? I think it's January.
January of that. Okay. And we are knowing that January, that was the time frame where the passage of Roe v. Wade took place many years ago. Today we are here because it's sort of the one-year anniversary or 1 year since the Supreme Court overturned that ruling. And you're back with another campaign. Talk a little bit about what's going on with the Lorraine County Right to Life, the billboard campaign, as well as the initiative that that might be on a ballot coming up in August for that.
Right? Sure. Thanks, Bruce. Thanks for having us again. And always good to see you guys. And it was a little different in January. Now it's June. Happy June also. This is a little better weather condition now. So we're here. We've shifted gears since Roe back in January 22nd used to be the anniversary of Roe versus Wade. And of course, that was invalidated by the Dobbs decision, which was done last June 24th and 22. And so we're coming up on the year. So we decided as a board to shift our emphasis to now the Dobbs decision anniversary. Starting in June, now we have our billboards showing in and around Lorraine County, where we did that in January before. So you'll be seeing those up. And we also have an ad campaign we're running again in newspapers. The Chronicle is one of the newspapers, the Journal and the Rural Urban Record. We'll be running a full-page ad around June 24th about sanctity of life and respect for life issues. So we've just got done collecting signatures in various churches for that ad. They'll appear on our website at LorraineCountyRightToLife.org. And so that's our emphasis here. Our summer activities, you know, we're out at the Lorraine County Fair every year. We have a table there in August and at the Corn Festival and the Larry Apple Festival. And we'll be shifting gears a little bit and talking about Dobbs, but also now, as you mentioned, the ballot initiative that's done by pro-abortion advocates who are wanting to enshrine abortion and other so-called reproductive rights into our Ohio Constitution through an amendment. And as you know, that's a serious thing to have something put on the amendment. So their tactic now is to shift from it being a national law in Roe versus Wade to Ohio law.
Well, that's basically what happens is the Supreme Court says, okay, it's not going to be on a federal level. Each individual state, sort of you decide what you're going to do related to abortions in that. And of course, then there are certain states that had sort of laws already sort of ready to be enacted as whatever. So you've discussed the fact that there are some states where it's becoming more difficult, other states where they're still allowing it. Where does Ohio sit right now for you, and what's coming up related to this initiative too?
Well, we were happy to see that Roe struck down and brought to the states. I think constitutionally that's a better issue, and that's actually what the justices said. It was a constitutional issue for each state. So that makes it easier for us. We have a lot of other pro-life advocacy groups that lobby our lawmakers in Columbus. It's a lot easier to do that, to have laws enacted in Ohio. And as you know, we had the heartbeat law, which was our last state law that was in effect and now is in litigation. So it's inactive right now. The Ohio Supreme Court is going to hear that this summer, hopefully sometime, and enact the heartbeat law, which again makes abortion illegal after 6 weeks when a heartbeat can be detected. So where Ohio is, we're still at our 20 weeks limit for abortion until that heartbeat law gets enacted or until this ballot initiative gets is successful. Now, what's happening with that on the timelines, Bruce, is currently the opposition is collecting signatures to have that put on the ballot in November for people to vote on. And we're not against people voting on things. Obviously, that's what it has to do. So they have to collect over 400,000 signatures by July 5th, and they can have that put on the ballot to amend the Ohio Constitution. We're hoping they won't be successful there. We have a decline to sign campaign going on now around Ohio, which is telling people not to sign those petitions. You can find them all over the place and colleges and just anywhere. And we have some problems with some of the wording and what they want to do with the amendment. The next thing that happens, of course, was the August 8th election, that the special election that was put in place that would raise the threshold from 50% approval if there's something that's on the ballot for an amendment to 60%. And we were glad to see that will now be on the August ballot. People will vote. We want them to vote yes for that and make it harder to amend the Ohio Constitution. You know, there's 41 out of 50 states that have a higher threshold of amending their state constitutions and Ohio is one of the 9 states that only has 50%. So it's not an unusual thing to do that.
Sometimes when you get into an August ballot, though, it's a different group of people that may be voting just because of the timing of the year. It's not like a primary or a ballot that's happening over a general election.
Right. It'll be less. So numbers will be down, so we're aware of that. And that's, I think, why the opposition wants to have that happen, that way it will stay at 50%. So if that, regardless how that goes, then the election will be in November, or the ballot initiative to amend the Constitution, Ohio Constitution, will be in November. And we're hoping that 60% will be in place to make it harder to do that.
So, I know you brought Gene along with you this morning. Tell us a little bit about, Gene, your thoughts on some of this that's been going on here right now.
Well, the amendment, of course, is going to enshrine the abortion right into our state constitution. Except there is some statement in that amendment that says if a doctor sees that a baby, a preborn baby, is viable, he can refuse to do the abortion. But of course, the patient could always go to another doctor to have that abortion performed. But what is very important about this amendment and enshrining that right to abortion at all ages, basically, conception through birth, into our Constitution, is the fact that they're including individual health rights for anybody to decide their reproductive health issues. And it states individual, which removes all rights from parents to direct what happens with their children. It gives their children the right to make all of those decisions for themselves at any age. And that is something that sneaks into this amendment and takes all of those rights for those decisions away from parents. So you can imagine if your kids go to public schools, and there's an emphasis on exploring your sexuality and all of the things that we hear about happening in the schools today. So your child can go to school and decide that, oh, this sounds like fun. I think I'd like to be a girl if you have a boy child. And that can carry on and through so that little boy becomes a girl without the parents having any say-so of that matter at all. So it removes all parents' rights from directing what happens with their children. Now that is an issue that's not talked about. I mean, we want to focus on the abortion issue and the killing of our preborn children, but we also want all parents to know that this is going to take away their right to make decisions for their children and health issues and reproductive matters.
So that's opened up to a whole different area. I guess it's sort of reading the fine print, and or maybe you could look at that and say maybe that seems more of an extreme case. But sometimes when you look at any kind of law or rule that's passed, you try to think to see what would be the exponential cause or result of something like that, that possibility could be done
yeah,
with this.
Right in their document, they say to carry out their own reproductive decisions, including but not limited to decisions on contraception, abortion, miscarriage care. And so a lot of gender-affirming care that's going on now is considered reproductive. So it could include those things too. And parents need to be aware of that and question what's happening with this ballot initiative.
Talking this,
also, I want to add that health is a broad term. So health can be used in physical health, mental health, financial health. Any of those areas can be classified under health. So it really questions totally parents' rights to make decisions for their own children.
Talking this morning to John Cerrone, president of Lorain County Right to Life, also board member Jean Anderson joining us today sort of on the one-year anniversary of the overturning of Roe v. Wade. You've got, as you mentioned, a billboard campaign, other things sort of getting the word out, letting people see, understanding what you do. Let's take a step back a little bit. How do you kind of help address the issue of unwanted pregnancy in a sense? Because that's sort of where all of this really starts, is having some, you kind of have to work a little bit before the preventative aspect of it,
right?
Or at least what do you do to aid in that, to get the word out a little bit too, and also kind of understand the parents' role in all of this to the child, and maybe the communication that needs to be done in that regard?
Well, we're primarily educational is what we do. So at our fair and on our website, there's things about sexual ethics and, you know, staying celibate until marriage, you know, there's things like that. We don't promote birth control because actually some of the birth control causes early abortions. So we talk about that, and it really is a thing that parents need to do with their children, to have conversations about sexuality. And so we provide a lot of that information too on our website and on our at our fairs. The other thing is, if unplanned pregnancy does happen, we do have a partnering with a Cornerstone Pregnancy Center and Birthright in Lorain and Elyria. And so they have also excellent, they do testing, and they will do some counseling also with those facing an unplanned pregnancy. So we will refer people to them also. They can do ultrasounds at Cornerstone. So and they have parenting classes also, if you're going to become a parent, and they work actually with males also, because males get left out of the situation a lot in terms of sexuality. So there's education that goes on there. So that's what we can do.
Well, not only education and not only the counseling help, but I've been familiar with many women who are faced with unwanted pregnancies that have been helped substantially through Cornerstone. And so they really are with you from beginning to birth and afterwards. They'll help you, supply you with all the things that you need to keep your baby. And also, if you would like to entertain the idea of adoption, they will guide you in that process as well. So there really is a very supportive group that will stay with you from the beginning of your pregnancy through birth and delivery and beyond, and help you with any decisions that you might feel are in the best interest of that child and yourself. We care very much for women's health and their mental state, and supporting them through this time of their life, but recognizing it's a 9-month period of time to give that baby life. And after that, there are so many families out there hoping to be able to adopt a baby that we're convinced that baby will be loved by a family.
One of the things we'd like to see the legislature do in Ohio is continue to give money to pregnancy centers and positive alternatives instead of, the abortion options. So, and I think they're open to that. Ohio is a very pro-life state, I believe, and our attorney general's great, and even our governor, I think. So we'd like that to continue too. We don't do a lot of lobbying, but a lot of the pro-life groups in Ohio do. Right to Life Action Coalition, of whom we are a member of that, Ohio Right to Life, they do a lot of the lobbying kinds of things. So
All right. You can, and again, LorraineCountyRightToLife.org. You can find out more information as well. You'll see their billboards as well as your newspaper ads as well as the radio ads you have here on WEOL and also related to that initiative that that's going to perhaps be on the ballot coming up in August. You'll take a look at that as well. We appreciate both of you coming in this morning. Thanks for sharing your time with us today.
I want to thank you guys, too, for running our ads, our radio ads and that, and appreciate WEOL.
Great, very much. John Cerrone, president of Lorain County Right to Life, along with board member Gene Anderson, joining us this morning. Again, this segment on WEOL's Morning Show brought to you by Lorain County Right to Life.
On June 24th, 2022, the Supreme Court returned the ability to protect preborn children to the states following the loss of 63 million children. Science has taught us the humanness of the preborn child. By day 21, our hearts were circulating our own blood. At 40 days, brain waves are detected. By 8 weeks, every organ is present. Bring America back to life. What a beautiful choice. Visit LorraineCountyRightToLife.org.
Message provided by Lorain County Right to Life.